Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz bunts towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmen Morrow now playing left field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 0 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. 2 outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1. And the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. 2 outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn strikes out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bill Glenn. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson scores. Rosen scores. Westlake moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing left field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.